The internet and social media have opened up the dissemination of the good, but also what society has deemed to be bad. On any given day, there are news stories of persons being arrested for the possession of child pornography. Well, mostly adults. Some are children themselves. Just last week, a 16-year-old Virginia girl was arrested for creating child pornography. She admitted to taking lewd photos of herself, posting them to Twitter, and even sending them directly to male friends. That incident is not isolated. In a conversation that speaks in general terms and not about any one case, Sergeant Stephen Anders of the Southern Virginia Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force says that far too many young people, predominantly girls but boys too, are creating selfies in varying degrees of sexuality and don't realize they may indeed be doing something illegal.
You know, she takes a picture of herself, exposing herself, whether it's her breasts or her genitals. She just produced child pornography because it's sexually explicit visual material depicting someone under the age of 18. So she's produced it. She then sends it to her boyfriend. She's now distributed child pornography. In addition to producing and distributing it, she possesses it, because you have to have it before you could send it to someone, and after you make it, you possess it. So right there here in Virginia, that's three different felonies that she committed by taking that one picture and sending it to her boyfriend.
Now, if the boyfriend asked for the picture, he solicited child pornography, and he is also in possession of it. Those, again, are felonies, and they can be compounded even further.
But then if he starts sharing it with his friends, as most young men would be apt to do, because they're like, hey, look at what I've got, you know, trying to raise their status level with their peers, that starts being distributed, and it just spiderwebs out until it is everywhere and everyone, you know, has access to it.
Therein is one of the biggest and most dramatic outcomes of a child or adolescent taking pictures of themselves that are considered pornographic. Those pictures are out there in the wild and forever.
It's not just a picture. You know, this has long-term consequences to the point where people are taking their lives because they took a picture in a moment of indiscretion.
Sergeant Anders, along with many others, visit schools and churches trying to share that message, and it's one that's not always easy to get across.
But sometimes kids don't take it seriously. They don't think, oh, it's just an adult. You know, they're trying to scare us into something that's harm, you know, not doing something that they think is harmless, because they don't realize the long-term consequences that can come from doing that.
Anders observes society feasts on tabloid media, turning the deliberate sexuality, the wardrobe malfunctions, and the like of young celebrities into fodder for internet memes and gossip. And everyday kids can become those kind of victims, too.
Society wants to be open with everything, but when it does come out, it's very vicious towards the people that are doing what society wants or says it finds acceptable. And just that pressure and emotional baggage that comes with that is overwhelming for a lot of people. And again, unfortunately, we're seeing more and more people choose, taking their own lives as the only option to deal with it.
In words that could be spoken by any parent from any generation, Anders says the kids need to realize that creating and sending pornographic images simply is not worth the after effects. And unfortunately, it's highly likely the purported child pornography produced by the underage girl in Virginia is already out there and it's being consumed by a child predator.
If you want to find child pornography, it is very easy to find it. It's very easy to locate it.
During the coming weeks, we'll continue to explore a dark world that has no boundaries and preys on children. I'm Tab O'Neill.